welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We are live on mytalk1071.com and live on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It's Friday around her.
Woo woo!
April 19th, 2024. Coming up in just a little bit.
Woo!
Time Magazine has its most influential list, and I'm sure she's on it. It's Taylor Swift Day around the country. While we were all sleeping, Taylor Swift dumped not one, but a double album out.
Woo!
It's called The Poet, Sad Poets Department Store Santa Diary, right?
Tortured.
Department.
Department Store Poets.
Mm-hmm.
Department Santa Bear.
So if you've listened to it, let us know. Email us. Drop us a homing pigeon or something.
Yeah, what's your favorite track?
Yeah.
The double album. That was a surprise.
Yeah. Then we'll do the digital, the first, the full-size version. And then WTF, weekly trivia face-off. Holly, who are our enemies and what is our category?
Well, Rocco and my husband Chip are your enemies. And your theme today is 420.
420.
Which is tomorrow. And on a Saturday, does that often align?
Well, you know, once every 7 years-ish.
So it's going to be a big old party tomorrow.
Party. That's right. So that's coming up in just a little bit. Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Yeah.
Visit Trivia Mafia socials for an event near you. And that event just might include Holly Roberts sitting in a corner on a bench or on a stool. Right, Holly?
Yeah, on a stool next to Gambler, the pool tab machine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But first, yes. Lex, who made this? Okay. Who made the Time Magazine most influential list?
Well, you mentioned her in the tease, and Taylor Swift is not on this list. Jace.
What?
Because she got the ultimate. She was named Person of the Year last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know what the rules are in terms of, you know, she's just not eligible, but absolutely, she's still reigning queen of being influential. Earth. Across the board. Exactly.
Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Time 100 issue has four worldwide covers. We've got singer-songwriter Lipa on one, football quarterback Patrick Mahomes, actor Henson, and Yulia Navalnaya, who is the leader of Russia's opposition movement. So four covers. And one thing that's so fun about the influential list is that other people that are well known write about the people who are on the list. For instance, Taraji P. Henson wrote about Fantasia Barrino, who's on the list.
Oh.
Now, Taraji P. Henson, also on the list, Mary J. Blige wrote about her. So that's what's really kind of fun, just to see kind of their point of view and why they think they should be on the list. Some other notables, Coleman Domingo, Lenny Kravitz wrote about him. Sofia Coppola's on the list. Rashida Jones wrote about her. Let's see, some other notables, Michael J. Fox, America Ferrera, Dev Patel. Yeah, of course, from yep.
A monologue.
Mm-hmm. Dua Lipa's on the list. Leslie Odom Jr. So, you know, check it out. It should be a lot of fun just to, you know, see who's on there and what they're saying about him. Elliot Page.
Is Time Magazine even a magazine anymore?
Okay. Yes.
You can still pick it up at Barnes & Noble.
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of these have just turned into digital.
Yeah.
Digital only.
Yep. You can still pick up a copy.
Remember that one day
we went to... you can pick which one you like.
Actually, remember that one day we went to Barnes & Noble?
I had to double check. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Roseville.
Yeah.
And...
Parmar?
You bought... Yeah. And you bought, like, 7 crafting magazines.
Oh, I did. I do love a good crafting magazine.
I was like, Holly, I was like, oh my God, how many are these? How many magazines for crafting are there?
Knitter aficionado.
Oh my God. It was a whole new world. It was like Hookerland.
That's Crocheters. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bead Monkey Weekly.
One just called Balls.
Yeah. Another just called
it
Yarn.
Should be, yeah.
Yeah.
We need a Balls magazine.
Uh-huh. But oh, anyway.
Yeah, I remember. You're right about it. Yeah.
A lot.
There's good patterns in there and good ideas. You know, you can see what's kind of, you know, you can stay hip with what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that fiber world.
I only said that because I miss the days of the 90s of the into the 2000s. Yes. All the magazines. There just aren't any, you know, it's kind of a dying.
It was also a babysitter, too. I remember my folks dropping us all off, and we'd just go sit there, read magazines, put them all back, and leave.
Uh-huh. Why I had to. Yeah, I had to go to the B. Dalton in my mall. That was my only. And they put all the teen magazines way in the back. Yes. And that was the only way I could go look at Kirk Cameron. You know what I mean? And all the guys without being busted. I had to secretly look at the teen magazines.
Get the Tiger Beat and the.
Oh, yeah, for all the guys. Like, oh, look at Scott Baio.
Ooh. Teen Vogue.
Yeah.
Oh. But
anyway.
Oh, well, I never thought about it in that way, Jace.
What, sweetie?
Just that, you know, you couldn't put Cameron up in your locker.
Oh, no. No. And I remember a very specific time that the boys, the two main bullies, Ryan McKinnon and Adam Zielinski, mm-hmm. They caught me. B. Dalton did have the teen magazines all the way in the very last aisle.
Yeah.
And so I was back there and I was flipping through Tiger Beat and they walked right by me and started making fun of me. And they're like, oh, we know why you're watching. We're looking at that. And it's so funny how that is a memory seared into me, my hard wiring. But yeah, I had to have my crushes in secret. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have my crushes out loud. I had to keep them. I had to act like I had a crush on Alyssa Milano. but I was really looking at Tony, you know.
Yeah.
And Danny Pintaro and I are the same age, so I was like, Danny and I were like, contemporaries. So, but no, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
But good times. Yes. You can still get the Time magazines if you'd like, okay. If you're interested in the influential editions.
Yeah. Let's talk. Speaking of influential, Alexa said she won, I don't know, Human of the Year. Taylor Swift dropped an album.
Yep.
Two overnight. Now, Lex, what was, you listened to some of it?
I did. Yeah. About more than half.
What did you like? What track?
So the one with Post Malone that's just out, you know, the number one track or like the single that she's coming out with right away. That one I like because it's a little bit more upbeat. And also the song called The Tortured Poets. Department.
Yeah.
There's actually a song called that. There's an actual song called that. Yes. I like those. There is a song, track 22, that's later on that everyone's guessing is about Travis, her boyfriend now, Kelsey. Yeah. And that's a fun one. But in general, all the songs are pretty mellow. I guess it is called Tortured Poets. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know, expect a little of that.
You're not, club bangers aren't going to be on this album.
No. Unless we get some really cool remixes, which, you know, might be underway.
Oh, the gays will do that. The gays are already doing that, yeah.
So, you know, just for that, you know, just, you know, it's very in the feels, and Taylor has some great lines in there and telling a nice full story. So, and then everyone's guessing which boyfriend, who's she talking about kind of thing. So that's really fun to see and read online because that's, you know, of course, you know, she's writing about her life. But this is not like, I'm waiting for the hooks. Where are the hooks? Where's my, you know, hoedown, showdown kind of thing, you know?
Jeff said the first one, the Fortnite kind of is a poppy.
Yep, and that's the one, yes.
With Post Malone.
Yep.
Let me just, I'm just
so that one has, that one's much more upbeat, I guess, than some of the other things that feel real heavy and mellow.
You know what, she did tease this, posting on Instagram, early in the morning, I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. So here's the second installment of the Tortured Poets Department, meaning the 15 extra songs, because this is a double album. Surprise. There's
31 songs total.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
There's lots of ballads.
But songs called The Manuscript, the albatross, and the black dog.
Mm-hmm. And Fortnite is not the game.
That's...
She apparently touched a man for 2 weeks. That's what I got from the song. I only touched you for 2 weeks.
Think of, what would our weird
roundabout titles like be? I know. Just like finger out like E.T.
I touched a man.
I touched a man for 2 weeks.
For Fortnite, yeah.
I'm trying to think of like weird kind of 37,000 feet song titles for like our lives. You know, like last Friday, we would have a track called The Wig Sends Email. You know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wig Emails.
Yeah. The Wig Emails.
Well, we'd have Laughing and Leaking, of course.
Yeah.
We would have Compression Socks.
Well, yesterday's track would be Goo on Our Back.
Yeah, goo, yep. And our mouths.
Yeah.
Ew, guys.
Okay, fine, Holly. I touched some goo. How's that? I touched some goo.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
Parentheses, and I liked it. Wow, let's go to Universal Music Group right now.
Let's do it.
And get a record deal.
Yeah. Let's come up with 31 tracks. I think we could do it.
We've been doing this long enough. Absolutely.
We got Hey Girl, Hey.
Yeah, we have Two Women in New York. That could be a one.
There you go. Championship?
Championship, yeah. We're going to take a break. But
caught
first,
in my spank shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. The
vaginal birth.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we can do that.
Fiber treats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the segues are going by.
Yeah. There's still time to join Alexis, Holly, and probably me too. I'm going to be out there with Milo for the Walk for Animals. My Talk is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Registration is open.
Yes.
Visit the website for more info. And we want a diverse group of animals, right, ladies?
Sure do. And we're already on our way, but we're inclusive. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, animals who are listening. Bring your humans along. Tell them to sign up. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Even bring horses. Your sea monkeys. Yeah, okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm thinking small and large at the same time. Sure. And if you have an udder that needs to be milked, please let us know and we can arrange that creature to come to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds because they need special entry. You just can't walk into general admission.
Yeah, you can bring the trailer
with an uttered animal.
So you're not crossing Snelling and stuff. You know, you're parking at Dino's and trying to get the horse across the road. Don't worry, you can drive into the fairgrounds, yes.
With your uttered animal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh, and Holly, you're willing to milk.
Willing?
So we're thinking cow. Oh, you're begging to milk, I'm sorry. So it's like a cow, a goat.
That's right.
What else do you want to milk?
Anything.
Hamster.
Yeah, a hamster too.
Oh my gosh.
Look, I've got tweezers and a microscope ready.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm having a coughing fit over here. GTR Roofing, man, yeah, they've got some tweezers and some magnifying glasses too. And of course, bigger things too to find if there's any issues with your roof. JTRRoofingInc.com. Yes, roofing is in the name. They can help you. Any storm damage that you may have. Have you noticed some shingles like out of place? Or you're hearing some things while it's raining and going, ooh, that does not sound good. Maybe you're up in your attic and there's rain coming through. Ooh, baby. Give JTR Roofing Inc. a call. Have them out. Of course, they can do other projects as well for your exterior. They've got you when it comes to your soffit and fascia, gutters, windows, decking, siding. Get a head start on those spring projects. The number to call is 651-777-7394. Mention me or my talk. Save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance. They serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. JTRRoofingInc.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Here we go. Dirt Alert time. So get ready to be updated on all the happenings in Hollywood. What do we have, Holly?
I mean, really, there's only one thing to talk about.
Right, seriously.
And it's the Taylor Swift album and the Torture Poets Department. Surprise, it's a double album. It dropped late last night. And let's get into some of the things that Taylor Swift is talking about, including a diss track against Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Ooh. Now, she's not singing directly about Kim Kardashian, being like, this is my diss track about Kim Kardashian. No, this is a song that's called Thank You, Amy. And it's spelt in the following way. Little T, little A, H, little A, little N, big K, little U, Y, and then...
What?
Okay, sorry.
What?
But it spells Kim in capital letters. So Thank You, Amy.
There's a T and an H in there?
T-H-A-N, capital K.
Oh, I see. So thank you.
And then okay. U is spelt Y-O-U. And then the name Amy is spelt little A, big I, big M, little E, little E. So within that, she is secretly spelling Kim.
Wow.
And this is a song about a bronze spray-tanned bully that her mom wishes were dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can look.
Yep.
I appreciate her business sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see her being a bully. I can.
Yeah. Now, in the song, Taylor Swift mentions that her adversary stomping across her grave and claims that their fight wasn't a fair one. Mm. All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something, and I can't forgive the way you made me feel. Screamed, bleep you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing, but I can't forget the way you made me heal.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Mm. Man, she can write music, can't she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lyrics. Man, she's just going right for it. So yeah. This is just one of the many tracks on the Taylor Swift Tortured Poet.
See?
Yeah.
Department.
Department store Santa.
Uh-huh. Aisle 6.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Kim Kardashian's going to say anything.
I would think not.
Well, because she also mentioned her in her Time Person of the Year interview, remember?
She did?
Taylor Swift referenced, yeah. I mean, she straight up said, Kim Kardashian edited and put out something and told everyone that I was a liar and that she stayed in a rental house for a whole year because she was afraid to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift has been bold and upfront and direct about how that whole situation with Kim Kardashian made her feel. Now, if you forget, that all happened back in 2016 when Kanye West rapped about Taylor Swift in a lyric of one of his songs. And then Taylor Swift kind of hit back. And then Kim Kardashian leaked a video saying that Taylor Swift, with snake emojis, saying that Taylor Swift approved of this. And it became a whole thing. I mean, you guys know all about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now she's using that and making hits.
Making the hits. Oh, my goodness.
And making merch.
That's right. Which much of it is sold out right now if you go to Taylor Swift's website?
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's only... It was sold out at 6:26 in the morning when we talked about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll move on from that. Just a little bit of Hollywood gossip. Martin Scorsese was announced yesterday that he's interested in making a Frank Sinatra biopic with Leonardo DiCaprio. But apparently, Martin Scorsese's wanted to do this for a really long time. But the Frank Sinatra estate doesn't really want him to do this. Doesn't want him to do it.
Really?
He said, certain things are very difficult for a family, and I totally understand. But he said, if they expect me to be doing an estate version of this film, they can't hold back certain things. And he said, the problem is that the man was so complex, being Frank Sinatra. He said, everybody's so complex, but Sinatra in particular.
Oh.
Wow.
So he wouldn't be able to make the movie that he wants to. I mean, that is the challenge. You know, interestingly enough, we get these estate-sanctioned biopics. I'm looking at the Michael Jackson one that's going to be coming out pretty soon. What kind of story are they going to be telling? Michael Jackson, also a very complex human being. And what angle are they going to take with that?
Yeah, and some can feel precious.
Yeah.
Because you do want to see the full story.
Exactly.
And they have to keep they're keeping them in mind when they're making it. So I hope he passes on it.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I don't know.
I mean, would you like forget about any approval from family and doing it for the sake of art?
You could.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
And go on your own. But then you lose, you know, some elements. But
yeah.
Well, we'll see. More stories like this on our website. Hey, stay right there. WTF is next. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. If you have been waiting for just the right time to get Botox, this is that time. Now, Botox can be used in a variety of ways. My husband gets it for excessive sweating. And it has fundamentally changed his life. Other people have used it as a preventative aging measure. All of you in your 20s and 30s. And then let's talk about people my age. Preventative, it's a little too late. How about de-aging? Botox and Dysport are just two brands. You probably haven't heard about Dysport as much, but it's just another brand. Just like Botox is a brand. Well, both are on sale in this month, in April. For instance, if you want some Botox because you're, you know, most used to it, you could do 48 units of Botox and you're going to get 10 free. 120 units of Dysport, you're going to get 25 free. Mention me to activate this special at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
Let the battle begin.
Time now for the weekly trivia. Face. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
I'll make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face off.
Woo! It is Friday. It is 8:30 on Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is time for our weekly trivia face off. Powered by Trivia Mafia. This is where Jason and Alexis go head to head against various individuals that we may or may not have dragged off the street. And this morning, joining us, well, it's Rocco. He's always here. Yep. DJ Brock Lobster.
Rocco, what were you doing on the streets?
And when not looking on the streets, I'm looking under the bed, and look who I pulled out. It's my husband, Chip. Good morning.
Look at that good-looking specimen right there. Hi, Chip.
Wakey, wakey, let's get bakey. And all my talkers, I know you guys are pre-gaming out there for the holiday tomorrow.
They are.
This is so good. He doesn't work here, so he doesn't have to, like, hold up any sort of reputation.
Rocco, don't worry. You know this. They don't listen to our show. Okay, we can say whatever we want.
Yes.
They don't listen to
encouraging any kind of it's not illicit anymore, I guess.
That's right.
In the state of Minnesota. Well, here's what we're doing. We are doing 420 trivia, Trivia Mafia style, meaning that these are general knowledge trivia questions. However, keep the theme 420 in mind when you're thinking about the answers and when you're answering them. So here are the rules of the game. We've got 10 questions in the game. Each team will play 3 questions in the first segment, then 2 in the second. We're alternating questions between teams. So Jason and Alexis go first, and then Rocco and Chip. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answers. Your 20 seconds begins after I've asked the question in full. And guys, everybody, say final answer to submit your answer. Because if you don't do that before the time is up or it's wrong, the opposing team can steal the point. They have 10 seconds to do that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo! And trust, sometimes it comes down to a steal.
Yep, sure does.
Oh, my goodness. So, Jason and Alexis, are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, we're scared.
I think we're ready.
All right. Jason and Alexis, here is your first 420 trivia question. Kentucky blue, knot, and Bermuda are all types of what plant?
Well, marijuana?
Is it that basic?
Well, it's the first question, don't you think?
Yeah.
That or a damn cactus. I don't know.
that's 420 related. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Final answer.
Wrong for the steal.
Chip, would you just say grass?
Yeah, I was going to say grass.
Yeah, let's go with that. Final answer.
Yes!
What?
They are simply... Oh,
just grass.
Just types of grass.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Jason, I told you that these were general knowledge questions, but you had to keep the theme in mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Alexis. Okay.
Rocco and Chip for the point.
Uh-oh.
And now they have an opportunity. I see what you did there, Alexis. Rocco and Chip, here is your first trivia question. If you're working in the garden, you might identify Canada thistle, creeping Charlie, and nut sedge as 3 common types of what?
Go ahead.
I'm really going to say weeds.
That's what I was going to say, too. Weeds, yeah. Should we go with it?
These are super general.
I know. Here I am. I studied up on all these pop culture.
I saw you Googling half-baked over there, Rocco.
Is that your final answer?
We'll go
answer?
With weed final answer.
No!
We are going to get annihilated, Alexis.
Oh, man. Okay.
Think conceptually, guys. I have faith in you. It's still anybody's game.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis, here is your next 420 question.
Okay.
Rembrandt, Vermeer, and the thing Missy Elliott wants you to pass could be all described as what?
A bowl?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Final answer.
For the steal.
Oh, man.
You got this, Chip?
Yeah. I'm going to throw it all the way back to musical youth and say Dutchie.
Or just Dutch. Yeah, Dutch. Right? Let's say Dutch.
Oh, man.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Wow.
Yes. Rembrandt, Vermeer, Dutch painters, and Missy Elliott. Pass that Dutch.
Oh.
Man.
Oh my gosh.
This is brutal. We have never.
Oh my gosh.
You guys didn't need to stay up all night watching the Friday trilogy.
No.
I guess not. Dang.
This is horrible.
Oh my goodness.
This is like getting slimed all over again.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
got the Elliot one. Oh.
Rocco and Chip, here is your next 420 trivia question. Well, you can only steal it if they get it wrong.
No, I know. I'm just thinking ahead here, Holly.
In poker, betting rounds are placed until a final call, after which the winning hand takes the what?
The winning hand takes the kitty? What's the word here we're looking for?
Pot.
There we go. Jeez, yeah, dumb. Of course. You want to say it? Final answer?
Yeah, final answer, pot.
Okay, good.
That's
coming through.
Pigs!
Pot! is the correct answer.
Lex, what time Monday do you want to
We've gotten that one, though, Jace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already producing Monday's show. I've already left. I'm already.
What did you watch over the weekend?
Yeah, but I'm already putting it in. I'm sorry. Okay. What did you ask, Lex?
Jason and Alexis, I've got confidence in you in your next question.
Oh, right. Holly, please.
I do.
Okay.
We've got one more question for each team before we go to break in our weekly trivia face-off.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind the theme, 420, okay?
420,
yes. Jason and Alexis, here's your next question. What style of shoe is known to have a rounded toe, an open top, and a buckled strap across the top of the foot?
Crocs. Or no, Birkenstock.
Birkenstock.
Think of the theme.
Stock.
Sandal.
Where do they smoke weed at Stock? What is that called? What is
Woodstock.
That? Woodstock?
No, that's a...
What's the toe?
Oh, my God, I almost cussed.
An espadrille?
Flip-flop.
For the steal.
I think I got this, Chip. Okay.
No, you go ahead.
These are like riddles.
I'm going to go with Mary Jane.
Final answer.
Oh, no! That's it! It's a Mary Jane! We lost track of style of shoe. Oh,
you know,
this is so embarrassing.
Espadrille?
Oh my gosh.
I think Sarah Jessica Parker has Estradille in her shoe line. Yeah.
She does.
Oh my God.
Oh, Mary Jane's. Shoot. Oh man.
I've never
won. Are you going to get one?
No, we're not.
Rocco and Chip currently have 5 points on the board.
These are like riddles. Okay.
Now, Rocco and Chip, one more question before we take a commercial break.
Oh, they get one more?
Yes, they sure do. Feeling them all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here is your last WTF question before we go to break, keeping in mind the theme 420. Musicians Michael McDonald, Tom Johnston, and Patrick Simmons and John McPhee aren't actually related, but they do perform together under what name?
We got this?
Yeah. Should I go?
Go for it.
The Doobie Brothers.
Final answer.
Whoa. Listen to music. The Doobie Brothers. Is correct.
Oh, wow. Should we just leave? I'm happy to still have a chance.
Again, I'm already... I know.
Rocco! That's so sweet!
This has never happened before.
Let me tell you, Jason and Alexis have yet to gain entry on the weekly trivia face-off board. Ooh. Rocco and Chip have 6 points as we take a break.
And only 4 questions left.
Yeah. So the math is mathin', but here's the thing. Now we have to see, Jason and Alexis, will they score a point?
Yeah.
Will they make it on the board in this morning's weekly trivia face-off? Well, the only way we're going to find out is if we play the game, and we're going to do that after the break.
Hey, everybody. It's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list. And your list. But I don't need to tell you, when you go to MSP, I know you feel the same way I do. You're like, oh God, I love our airport. And when you go to other airports, you think to yourself, oh, our airport is so good. That's why so many of you get there early. You get there early to de-stress. You get there early to take advantage of everything that MSP has to offer. And it's a lot. Did you know about all the local art, all the art all around the airport? And there's a golf simulator. And you can watch short films in their theater. There's so much to do, so many places to shop and eat. One of my favorites is that chicken sandwich at Justin Sutherland's Northern Seoul in the main mall. Or, of course, you can run to Red. Red Cow's there as well. So get there early and take advantage. And you will find out, once again, why from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is...
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you, pre-recorded Rocco, for bringing us back into this Friday's weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia. And trivia is the best, and Trivia Mafia has the very best trivia around. It's always free and always crazy fun. Find a trivia night near you today by going to TriviaMafia.com. That's TriviaMafia.com. What would we do without Trivia Mafia? What a sad world that would be. And we're playing our weekly trivia face-off this morning. It is 420 themed. And when we left for break, Rocco and Chip have 6 points. Jason and Alexis yet to make it to the board. So the challenge now, Jason and Alexis, will you achieve a point on the board?
Just yeah.
One, I mean,
yes.
That's all we're kind of looking for at this point.
Well, not only do they get their questions, they got all the steals too, Jason.
I know.
Has this ever happened?
No, Lex, this has never happened.
No.
Never, ever.
Now, again, the theme is 420. 420 is tomorrow, but we're taking it high concept.
Yes.
Think about the terminology.
You're like fun riddles.
Yeah, around.
We suck at, Jason.
I'm not good at riddles, so yeah.
Oh, well, maybe you'll get this one, Jason and Alexis. Okay. Here is your next question.
Keep saying that, Holly.
I have faith in you.
Yay! Yeah.
Think conceptually, 420 conceptually, when I read you the following question.
Okay.
What 90s Northern California rock band went triple platinum in 2000 with the appropriately titled album Infest, featuring the hit song Last Resort?
Northern California band.
Think thematically.
Ganja? Dank! Dank!
Dank.
I don't know. I pot.
Sorry, I gotta move on for the steal.
You got thoughts, Jim?
I don't know, Rocco. That's like not my area.
The only thing that makes sense for me is Green Day. Final answer?
No!
Ooh. The answer is Papa Roach.
Okay.
Oh, Papa Roach.
That's not my vibe.
Sorry. My life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm fine that we didn't know that one.
Should have gotten that one.
I'm glad I didn't know that, actually. I'm good.
Oh, that's a good around the house when you got some rage to get out. Listen to Last Resort.
It is.
Papa Roach.
Just start stomping and, like, punching things. Great.
Oh, this is a disaster of epic proportion. Okay.
Well, they didn't steal that one.
Nobody stole it. Nobody got the point. Let's see if Rocco and Chip can get their next question correct. The 2006 SNL digital short Lazy Sunday is considered one of the first viral YouTube videos. It's a song about Andy Samberg and Chris Parnell going to the theater to see what blockbuster fantasy movie?
It's Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah. No, it's not. I got it.
Go for it.
The Chronicles of Narnia. Final answer.
The Narnia! I get it. Yes! The
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia. Yeah.
We're one Papa Roach question away from pitching a perfect game here, Chip.
There are two more questions in our weekly trivia face-off. And we're going to see if Jason and Alexis can get on the board this morning.
Yeah!
We're going to see. I mean...
We got this!
Rocco, we have this.
Rocco and Chip have 7 points.
Oh,
Jason and Alexis, this is your last weekly trivia face-off question. I really have confidence in you guys.
Holly!
Yet again.
Holly, you keep saying that.
I do!
Can you just change it up and just say... You have zero confidence and see how that works.
No,
just tell us. Okay.
Let me tell you the question. I think you guys can get this.
Okay. All right, Chase, come on. We got this.
Okay.
Here you go. The 1969 movie The Love Bug and its four sequels follow the adventures of a Volkswagen Beetle known by what name?
Oh. What is that name of that bug?
Herbie. Herbie the love bug.
Herbie the love
bug. Herbie.
Final answer. Oh my God, did we get one? Yes! Cheerleader pose. Yes!
Oh, celebrating right now.
So excited.
On the board, gosh. Jason and Alexis. Yes,
we're not total losers.
Herbie.
We're kind of there, but you know.
I mean, Lex. Bug.
Look, Chase,
we're still losers. We have one.
Small wonders,
Lex.
Okay?
Yeah,
all right. Now, let's see if Rocco and Chip can answer their last weekly trivia face-off question correctly, or maybe if they not, Jason and Alexis for the steal for another point.
Whoa!
All right, here you go, Rocco and Chip. Admiral Lisa Franchetti became the first woman appointed to lead any branch of the military when she was named head of the Navy in 2023. That makes her the first woman to serve on what committee?
Something having to do with joint?
Yeah, I was going to say like joint chiefs.
Yeah.
It's got to be something right? like that.
Let's go with it.
Can you be more specific? Oh.
Joint Chiefs of Staff?
It doesn't sound right, but...
Is that your final answer?
Sure. What do we got to lose?
Joint Chiefs of Staff!
Oh my God.
And with that,
nice job, guys. This.
Did you bring some brownies at least?
8 points for Rocco and Chip this morning.
Oh my goodness.
Jason and Alexis, you got on the board with a point for our weekly trivia face-off.
Via Herbie the Love Bug.
Disney question.
Yeah, thank you, Rocco. Only because it's a Disney question.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
This was... Chip, was this worth getting out of bed for and coming on down?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Just,
oh, my goodness. Game, yeah. How could I resist?
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on down to the station.
Yeah. Anytime. Oh, yeah. Great.
Rocco, thank you for walking down the hallway. Fun. That was
coming in early. Yeah.
Thank you for coming in early.
Thanks,
thank
Rocco.
You.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Weekly Trivia Face-Off powered by Trivia Mafia. That's going to do it for us. If you are listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, like we just were for a few seconds, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Oh, are you sweating over there, Jason?
I am perspiring. Ooh,
yes, indeedy.
Chest sweat.
A little chest sweat. Yeah. Have a fantastic weekend. Friday. We love you so much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.